News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Regional Independence and the Healy Rays, it would seem, have reached a deal for government. Fianna Fáil expect to have 8 full ministers at Cabinet to Fine Gael, 7 ministers, with the Regional Independence gaining 2 super junior minister positions. So they will sit at Cabinet but not be full Cabinet ministers. We're joined by Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, Fine Gael TD, outgoing Minister for State, for European Affairs and Defence. Minister, it looks like we have a deal.
I think we do. We will be publishing, the two leaders will make a statement later on today, and it looks like we have a government that is going to have the numbers and the policy and the stability to be able to deliver for the Irish people over the next 5 years. The outcome of the election was very clear. It's strong Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil presence with a very strong independent representation, and so that has formed part of the government as well, both from a numbers perspective and a policy perspective. We have worked extremely hard since December, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, to drive a policy process that we believe can deliver for people, deliver for people's priorities expressed through the election over the next 5 years, but crucially deliver stability. I think Ireland may be facing into possibly turbulent time over the next 2 to 4 years, and we need to make sure that we protect our public finances while making sure that we have the investment in the things that we know are important to people.
Can you confirm, has a deal been, obviously the Regional Independents are in there, will the Healy Rays be there as well? That seems to be the case this morning.
My understanding is that the Healy Rays will offer their support to the government, and I know they had detailed policy discussions yesterday in government buildings.
Okay. In relation to the Regional Independence, 2 super junior minister positions, is that not an abuse, certainly of the spirit of the Constitution, which allows for 15 people sitting around the cabinet? You're kind of adding on, it's kind of jobs for the boys and girls, isn't it?
Well, I think what we need to make sure is we have the numbers to deliver a stable government. Like, if you look at the last government, we lost 5 government TDs over that period, between resignations, between long-term illnesses, a whole range of different things that happen quite naturally.
I get why you need the numbers. Why not give a cabinet position? What, this creating a super junior job? I mean, they're making up jobs, aren't they?
We have super junior positions already. They're provided for in statute and they have existed for a very long time. What I'm concerned about is that we have people who are going to be in positions to be able to deliver the policy, that we have a stable government. I mean, the alternative to a stable government is an election. So, you know, that is a binary choice. These are the numbers that the electorate have decided to return to Dáil Éireann. And we have discussed possible programme for government with the Labour Party, with the Social Democrats, who have both withdrawn themselves from that process, as is their right. But this is the government that reflects the will of the people now, and we have got to make sure that we have the stability built in to do that, not just in terms of numbers in the Dáil, but the structures within government.
What do you need to do in Fine Gael and in Fianna Fáil? What do you need to do to ratify this agreement? Does it go to a vote of your parliamentary party? Does it go to the wider organisation? What has to happen?
It does. It does. Fine Gael is a democratic party, and we will be presenting the programme for government to the parliamentary party this afternoon, talking through the different priorities, talking through the very strong reflection of Fine Gael values throughout this document, a focus on small business, a focus on childcare, on housing, how we see that being implemented, very strong focus on agriculture and climate and energy, crucially energy and infrastructure for the future. And then we will be meeting we will have 5 regional meetings over the weekend where we will meet members, hear their perspectives on implementation, hear their perspectives on the direction the government may take within the programme for government over the next 5 years. There will be a vote at those different regional meetings, and indeed of the parliamentary party, I believe, on Monday to ratify this process. And then that would put us in a position where it to be ratified by Fine Gael and similarly in Fianna Fáil to be able to progress with the formation of the government next week.
A Taoiseach elected, presumably Micheál Martin elected Taoiseach, on what day next week?
All going to plan, based on what we've discussed, I would imagine that would be on Wednesday. So that would have then the government formed, you know, within 2 months of the election. This, you know, it does take time to put together the detail of the policy for a programme for government. But, you know, you don't want it going on too long. People will be thinking, my gosh, when was that election? So it's good that people have their feet under their desks, getting on with work on behalf of the people of Ireland before the February bank holiday weekend. That would be, I think, by far the best outcome. And we're well on track for that.
A couple of quick policy things. It seems like the VAT rate, one of the agreements is to cut the VAT rate to 9% for food-based hospitality, entertainment and hairdressing in the next budget at a cost of $764 million. Is that agreed?
Well, all of the policy will be outlined later on. We do need to present this to our parliamentary parties. It is obviously a huge focus of Simon Harris and Fine Gael to focus on making sure that small business can withstand the costs that have been banked into our economy over the last couple of years in different ways. So that has been a big focus of Simon Harris, unsurprisingly, because it was a major focus of Fine Gael during the election.
Less public transport, it would seem. Less emphasis on public transport, more roads.
I certainly don't agree with that as an idea. Less public transport. We want to invest in our infrastructure. We want to invest in all of our infrastructure, in public transport, in roads, in ports.
But there was a 2-to-1 emphasis in the last government. That will not be in the agreement, apparently.
I think what you will see is an overwhelming focus on capital spend on infrastructure, because that's what this country needs.
But not with the emphasis on public transport.
I wouldn't agree. We need renewable energy. We need the grid developed. We need public transport developed. We also need roads and ports development to be able to have connectivity, to be able to build the sorts of renewable infrastructure that we want to build. All of this infrastructure is important. Okay. And I certainly place equal emphasis on public transport and on roads, certainly in my constituency.
We leave it there. Jennifer Carol McNeill, Fine Gael TD, outgoing Minister of State for European Affairs and Defence. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's bring in Marion Harkin, Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim. Marion, you've agreed to be part of this government. Why did you decide to go into government?
Well, I suppose our role was to negotiate a policy platform. I was part of the negotiating team, and we took a national approach to that because the issues that impact Jennifer and her constituency and me and my constituency, you know, there's a lot of common ground there. We negotiated on a national basis, and we concluded our negotiations, and we are now, hopefully, when the programme for government is agreed and finally signed off on, and that hasn't happened yet, there's no final sign off, but when that happens, we then will be part of a government for the next 5 years. That was our purpose, so that we could influence policy and that we could make an impact for the people who elected us. The same as every other TD.
Yeah, of course.
About that.
Four jobs for the regional group, four ministerial jobs. Sean Canny, it would seem, and Noel Grealish sitting at Cabinet as Super Juniors, and you and Kevin Boxer-Moran as Junior Ministers. Can you confirm that is the lineup?
I can't confirm anything. As you know, Shane, jobs are distributed by the Taoiseach, but part of the process of our negotiations, once we had found a common policy platform, because that's the most important thing, but part of the process then was to see how we could influence the ongoing workings of government and indeed the delivery of that programme for government. And part of that is to see how we can do it. And that's a process that we were satisfied with at the end of the day.
I noted, Marion, to
make those announcements. And part of the process of being part of government is trust.
I did notice you stressed it was you negotiated on a national basis. So no constituency deals for Sligo Leitrim or for Roscommon or for Westmeath. This is very much a national deal.
Well, if you look at any programme for government, the last one, the one before, it's framed from a national perspective. And in order then to contribute to that perspective, there, of course, needs to be a regional aspect. But it's more regional than just a town or a place or whatever. So, you know, when the draft programme for government, as of now, is published this afternoon, people will see what's there and what's included.
What kind of government will it be? What kind of government? If I had to ask you in a couple of sentences to sum up, what kind of government do you hope it'll be?
I hope it'll be a government where there's trust between the partners, where we can negotiate on the issues and what is really important to people, to communities and to regions. Because for me, my main perspective is that we get delivery to the regions. And that doesn't just mean the region I represent. It means all regions.
Marion.
And that is the best kind of national policy there is.
Marion,
that it's not somebody looking for favours. It's that we do business on that basis.
Okay, we will leave it there. Marion Harkin, Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.